When KUOW listeners get stuck for what to read, help is a phone call away, as long as the person on the other end is Nancy Pearl. Here is Nancy and KUOW's Marcy Silman working our Book Lovers Hotline.
This is Bruce. I'm calling from Seebeck, Washington.
Oh, wow. What do you do in Seebeck?
Well, I'm retired. I'm actually up at our family's cabin. Had the boat out this morning, took a little troll around, got some oysters for lunch, took the dog for a walk, and now I'm talking to you. Nice to be retired.
Well, so you have a little time for reading, Bruce. What book have you recently read that you just love?
Well, I read the Journals of Lewis and Clark by Bernard DeVoto. I savored it over about a three-month period and just finished it, not that long ago.
Why did you love the Journals of Lewis and Clark?
Well, I've always been a big fan of Lewis and Clark from a very early age, read a lot about them, and then, especially after I retired, was able to take some motorcycle trips and kind of replicate a lot of their journey from the Yellowstone area back to Washington and Oregon.
Wait, you went from Yellowstone to the coast on a motorcycle?
Well, yes. A couple of years ago, we took a long trip on our bikes and ended up in Yellowstone, and we went over Lolo Pass, which was one of their arduous climbs when they came across the Rocky Mountains. And this past October, we took another trip, and we went down the Columbia River from Lewiston, Clarkston, all the way to Vancouver, Washington, and that replicated most of the journey that they had along the Columbia River.
I'm curious, Bruce, what it is about Lewis and Clark that sparks this curiosity and passion in you.
Well, my grandfather was a big buff of all things Western, Western history. In fact, he supported his family by writing articles, but what he really wrote was monthly pulp Western fiction. He did that for 15 or 20 years.
So you're telling me that this interest is genetic?
Yeah, I think so. My mom was a big reader, too, and it's just been a lifelong passion.
Well, Nancy, here is Bruce passionate about the history of our area. What do you suggest he try next?
Well, the first thing that I have to say is that Bernard DeVoto was one of the great historians of the mid-20th century, winner of practically every prize under the sun. So, you know, you have really good taste in your historians. And interestingly enough, it was Bernard DeVoto's wife, Avis, who helped Julia Child get her book initially published. So I love those little connections that we could make. So the book that I think that you would really enjoy is a book that came out in 2015 by a man named Rinker Buck, and it's called The Oregon Trail. And it's about a guy who is not quite at retirement age, but who decides that what he's going to do is recreate the experiences of the pioneers who went west, beginning in St. Joseph, Missouri, and going out to the coast. But he does it not on a motorcycle, which would be fun enough, not by car. No, he decides that he's going to recreate the entire experience in a buckboard wagon drawn by mules. And this is the account of his trip. And it's absolutely wonderful. I mean, you get so much history, and you will end up the book knowing more than you ever thought possible about mules and the mules in America. And then I might read, just for fun, because you like the area, and so did Bernard DeVoto, his other books. One I read that I really enjoyed was Across the Wide Missouri, which won both the Pulitzer and Bancroft Prize, that one book, but really is how the fur trade shaped the American West. So you might take a look at those. I'm so happy somebody, you know, who's not in school getting a history degree reading Bernard DeVoto. I suspect that you've, since your grandfather wrote those, you know, I would call them penny dreadful Westerns.
My grandmother thought they were penny dreadful.
Well, Bruce, we have just given you probably several months of reading, given that you have the oystering and the dogs and all those other fun things.
And the motorcycle.
And the motorcycles. Okay, have a great time reading, Bruce.
Thanks for calling. And enjoy your KUOW a lot. And you too, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Bruce.
Okay, so if you're looking for your next good book, call us, 206-221-3663, so we can connect you with Nancy Pearl. Tell us about a book you loved and why, so Nancy can guide you to your next great read. 206-221-3663.